Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Now, another act of kindness, but it did go well, and that is John and Mary Horan of John Horan on the line. Tell us what happened, because it's one half is puzzling and then the other half is straightforward. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, we're still trying to
work it
puzzle
out.
It out ourselves, Joe. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We were in, myself and the wife, we were in doing our shopping in Aldi in Newlands Cross on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, we got to the cash counter, you know, and there was people in front of us, people behind us,
okay.
You know, and we didn't pay much heed to that. And we went up. The wife, Mary, only went in for bread and milk, but because of the frost and the ice, she said, right, we get the week shop.
Do the big shop again. Yeah.
So it came to just under 70 euros.
Right.
And we were up at the till, and the girl behind the counter was scanning them, and I was putting them into the bag with the wife and that. And just seconds before we went to pay, the woman in the queue behind us stepped forward and said, excuse me, I hope you don't take offence.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at her, and Mary was looking at her, and she said, I'm going to pay for your shopping.
Okay. Just out of the blue.
I didn't know the girl. Mary didn't know her. Your woman at the cash desk was looking agog at the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I said, thanks. You're okay. I'll leave it there, you know.
Okay.
I was looking for a hidden camera, Joe. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Either did the wife. But she insisted, and she stood between us and Till, and she said, no, if you don't mind, if you don't take offence, I'd like to pay for your shopping.
Right.
And the wife was looking at me, and I was looking at her, and we were looking at your woman, and your cash desk woman was looking at the three of us again. We didn't know what to do. And she said, I do this once every year.
Right.
And I said, well, what do you do once every year?
Yeah.
She said, I pick people out in front of me in the queue, and just before they pay, I step forward and I say, I'll pay for that. And I said, well, listen, if you could pay for the girl behind or that, you know,
yeah.
we're okay. She says, no, I'm going to pay for your shopping. So with that, she put her card onto the machine, and the girl on the cash desk asked, is it okay with yourself and your wife? And the wife says, yeah, okay. And the woman paid for her shopping and put the receipt in her trolley and walked off.
And
now, she had a
package of... No catch. No catch.
Not yet. There was no catch. I was, you know, when she first approached, I thought maybe it's a security, plainclothes security, and she, you know, she thought we had done something. I didn't know what to make, but I did the wife. But it's, you know, it was paid for, and the woman just walked off, and myself and the wife walked off out, and we were still flabbergasted. I couldn't believe what had just happened. And there was a girl outside, Joe, down on her luck, sitting outside the shop with a little cup.
Right.
And the wife went over and put a fiver into her cup, and she came back to me and she says, that 70 quid we saved is going to be given out fivers and tenors.
Oh, great.
I said, great,
lovely.
Yeah,
great.
Lovely. You know, but we're still none the wiser as to who the woman was. I hope she's listening. And I hope maybe she might bring into yourself for that.
And it's you're saying the money will now, from your point of view, it'll turn into a round robin. And you want her to know, you will give it, you will pass it on. Okay.
Now, we gave out a fiver, Joe, and when we got home, after we had a cup of tea and we settled down a bit, the wife put 65 euro into an envelope.
Great, okay.
In fivers and tenors. And
okay.
That's how she's going to spend her shopping money, because her shopping was free. For some reason.
That's nice.
It was unusual. And it sort of threw us for six, because nothing like that had ever happened before. And
the woman didn't say, listen, I won the lotto, or I had a bit of good luck, or I've had a better year than most.
Say a word.
I do it every year.
I do this once every year, she says. Yeah, I do this once every year. and she paid for our shopping, €70, okay. 68.82, and I hope she's listening.
Could you often hear people, you know, the whole thing, the pay forward for a coffee, you can go into a coffee, which is a great idea.
Yeah, coffee is all right, Joe, because myself and the wife
but 70 quid is 70 quid is 70 quid.
So 70 quid's worth of shopping she paid for you know, after the sale went through, after the money was accepted and her card was accepted, she just looked at us, smiled and walked off. No idea who she was.
Aidan, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
John, you were in Lidl in Navan, is that, am I right?
No, it was Aldi in Newlands Cross.
Oh God, it was warm, wasn't I? Lidl in Navan to Aldi in Newlands. God, what a brain. Yeah. Aidan, where were you, old pal?
I was in Blackhatch Shopping Centre up near where I live, and in Centre. I was in the queue last year.
And was it near Newlands Cross, Aidan?
It was around this time, Joe, sorry?
Where, it wasn't the Newlands Cross?
No, Joe. Okay. But the lady sounded familiar to me. She was, I'd say, about 36, 37.
Yeah. Nice gorgeous lady now. She was late 40s, early 40s, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically she just said to me, I'll pay for them. And I thought she was joking.
Right.
And I said, will you hang on till I grab another six-pack? You know, because I didn't ask, but I was taken, you know. And she said, no, I do this all the time. I said, oh, great, she's right, thank you.
Okay, Aidan, it was 70 quid she paid for Aidan shopping.
No, mine was only about 12. But
Aidan, did you get the impression she did this for more than one person?
She was with another girl.
Right.
And they were kind of standing, looking around, you know, and then she just, you know, approached fast and just, you know, like picked someone out of the crowd and just. So I thought it was something like a wind-up. That she lost a bet with a friend. But
okay.
No, she was very well spoken and all that.
Yeah.
I was just delighted.
Great. And your description of the young woman, John, does it?
She was around 5'10", 5'11", Joe.
Okay.
She was good build, full set of hair, lovely coat, dressed very well, spoke very polite.
Okay.
And she was late 40s, I'd say, early 40s maybe. But
does that tally with you, Aidan?
That's her, yeah.
And
spoken.
Yeah.
And accent?
Well, she had, I'd say, like educated accent. You know, someone that went to college, Irish.
Okay. And Aidan, did that inspire you to pursue other acts of kindness?
You know what? It did, actually.
Good man.
It did, actually. And I think I bought a scratch card for my neighbour, an elderly gentleman.
Okay, well done.
That was it, you know. But I thought it was great, and if everybody did that, you know.
And Aidan, you don't know if that lady, or John, was she wearing a made-to-measure suit or a tailor-made suit or a bespoke suit?
I couldn't tell you the difference.
Okay, Aidan and John Horan, thank you both. We'll try and find that mystery shopper.
Merry Christmas.
You two, many more than please.